From the Interim Director of Human Resources requesting authorization to extend the temporary assignment to a higher classification for Gerald Schroeder for the position of Director of the Division of Employee Benefits, Department of Administrative Services until July 29, 2011.
Supervisor Borkowski.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm going to make the motion for approval of items number 4 and 5 unless committee members want separate action. Both of these, in essence, are together with one, Mr. Schroeder, I guess, retiring the end of this month, and then Ms. Miniman being able to take over. So I will consider it a package deal, and as such, I'll make the motion for both.
Thank you, Supervisor. Supervisor Schmidt.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I don't have any problem with that or anything that we've done so far. My question would be either for Ms. Richards or if anybody from DAS is here, is that with Mr. Schroeder leaving and we having benefits and we have several positions that we just went through, IT, for example, IMSD, you know, with temporary people. I wonder where we are in the hiring process. We continually talk about this. I know it's a new administration and a lot of things have been going on. People have been put to post, but I would like to know if you have any comments that, or DAS, have any comments on where we are as far as hiring in these areas we've been through today already. Maybe I should have said something last time, but I didn't want to, you know, change anything and have any problem with it. I know the constraints I'm working under, but I kind of have an idea, like to have an idea where we are. If you could, please.
Just briefly, Pamela Bryant, Interim Fiscal and Budget Administrator. We're currently working on filling those two spots.
Are we talking to IMSD now?
No, we're mainly, well, for IMSD, there's administration is trying to fill those, but I thought your question was regarding the position for Mr. Schroeder that he's vacating. But the answer is the same for both, that we are currently working on trying to fill. It just hasn't been easy for all of the reasons that you are aware of.
Any comments from you?
Absolutely. I do know that in regard to the Director of Human Resources position, that too is under recruitment. So, okay. I mean, there is action being taken.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Supervisor Lipson.
Mr. Chairman, it's a similar line of questioning. I voted against in the IMSD case a couple sessions ago because of the fact that it was this unlimited appointment time, and here again we've got that scenario, and I want to understand why we think that we're in the process of filling this, that we wouldn't do it for a reasonable period of time and not let it go unlimited.
If that's the pledge of the committee, you can certainly do that. When the report was written, there is not currently an active recruitment in process, so we're not really sure as to what period of time it's going to take.
Okay, I guess that's the concern, is that when we're told that we're, I thought the answer was that we are in fact in an active process, and yet
it
sounds like you're saying it's not.
The positions have been announced and a recruitment is underway. Job announcements are being developed, and the staff is working with human resources to get those positions posted.
All right. Well, I'll be consistent in my vote, but it has nothing to do with the individual. I just think that that's a bizarre policy. If we require these, then why would we do them in such a manner that they would effectively serve for another almost a year without a review, potentially? For that purpose, I'd ask that we would take them separately, just so that they're different in that nature.
Okay. Excuse me, Mr. Chairman. I was just informed that there's efforts to have those positions filled by the September cycle, hopefully to bring something before the committee at that time.
Can you tell us how far along those efforts are?
I'm not sure with any level of detail, partly because I just got here myself.
Sure.
So, but we could come back with more information if you so fit.
You might not be here in September, is that what you're saying?
Excuse me.
It's It's a pleasure to be before you, Supervisor.
I can't say, Mr. Chair, they are in the early stages, so they have not been published. Therefore, they're underway.
Okay, so the request is then to take them separately?
Sure.
Any other further comments, questions? Hearing nothing, please call the roll on number four.
Borkowski.
Aye.
Schmidt.
Aye.
Caesars.
Aye.
Lipscomb.
Aye.
Haas.
Aye.
Mr. Chair.
Aye.
6 ayes, 0 noes. The motion is approved.